Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we are here together working to improve our financial IQ. Total Wealth Academy is an education, coaching, and consulting firm where we teach people how to use real estate to build a second stream of income. This is both through active investing, and probably about 80% of the members of Total Wealth Academy are doing simply passive investing, where they do really nothing. They just put up their money and buy apartment complexes and somebody else manages them. So it's a completely passive investment. And again, that's about 80% of the members. But 20% of the members are new, or they don't have money to invest passively. So they do active, either wholesaling, flipping, single family rental, and so on. But they all have the same goal: get enough passive income that it meets and exceeds your wants and needs. A completely passive investment, we're buying apartment complexes, self-storage complexes, senior living complexes, RV parks, mobile home parks, strip shopping centers, hotels, anything that produces a stream of cash flow for our investors, that's what we're doing. Part of the system, the educational system at Total Wealth Academy, is that we are not just about money. We're about a complete life training system. We have classes on goal setting, romance, travel, health and fitness, all the parts of a balanced life. Because I know a lot of people with a lot of money who are miserable. They would never admit it, but their life is just a shambles. You know, no relationship with their kids, divorced 3 or 4 times, 50 pounds overweight, but they got money. Who cares? It's easy to make money. It's easy to get rich if you just sacrifice your health, your family, your relationships, and all the other parts of a balanced life. The trick is being able to build wealth while maintaining a passionate romantic relationship with your spouse, while maintaining a great relationship with your kids, while maintaining your fitness, traveling, enjoying life, and so on. Today on LinkedIn, I posted that we were going to talk about priorities. And initially, I was going to start the show with that. But I think I want to take the first segment and talk about your blueprint for your life. Because that's where the priorities are outlined. And I want you to think about this. You're getting ready to build a house. Would you just grab a shovel and start digging? Would you go by, well, you don't really have a plan, so it's just in your head. You just start buying PVC pipe for the plumbing, and you buy some lumber, you buy some roofing material. You would never do that in a million years, would you? In fact, if you saw somebody doing that, you would literally, I know this is mean, but you would literally go, that's the stupidest thing I've ever seen. That is the dumbest. That guy's an idiot. That gal's an idiot. And I have to tell you, you'd be right. It would be idiotic. Something as big and important as your home to not write down in a blueprint what you wanted. It would be ludicrous. There would be so many change orders as you were building the house that it would probably double or triple the cost of building the house because you didn't start off with a written plan. And you would spend, I think my architect, when I was building this house, going to build a multi-million dollar house, I think it was 20 grand to get the plan written down. Now, this was from breaking ground all the way to finish. 20 grand. So before you would start building a house, because a house is important, it's a big investment, you would never in a million years start off without a written plan because it's just too important. How many of you have your goals for your life written down? How many of you invested $20,000 with a life coach to help you write your life plan down? Because your life's important, right? It's at least as important as your house, right? You don't have your goals written down, do you? The most important thing in this existence is your life. Yet you don't have a blueprint for it. You have not written down your goals. You're just, you get a flat tire, that changes what you think about and what your goals are. Your son gets in trouble at school, that distracts you. Your boss yells at you. You get a disease. And life just pushes you, because you don't have written goals, in any direction it wants, because you don't have written down goals. Now, here's the sad thing. Those of you that have never written down your goals, never planned your life, you do have a set of written goals. In fact, there's two sets of them. The government has a written down set of goals for you, and corporate America has a set of written down goals for you. See, you do have goals written down. They're just not your goals. All right, we'll talk more about this when we come back from the break. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Were you told that it's normal to lose money in a down market? That's just not true. Hi, I'm Steve Davis, CEO of Total Wealth Academy. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets while creating a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. If you have $100,000 or more to invest, you should consider this to protect and grow your money. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about written down goals, which, again, flows into priorities that we'll talk about in a moment. But very, very few people have their goals written down. Very few. Yet they're saying that it's anywhere from double to 10 times the success rate of people who do have written goals. They're double to 10 times more successful than people who don't have their goals written down. And the warning is that if you don't have your goals written down, then what you're following are corporate America's goals for you, because they have a set of goals for you written down. And so does the U.S. government. They have a set of goals written down for U.S. citizens. That goal is to be a cog in the machine. This is the government version. They want you to graduate college with a degree, go get a job with a major corporation with good benefits, save for retirement in an IRA or 401k for 45 years, retire, live off your savings, and die. There's their goal for you, and it's written down. And that's what most of you are doing. You're controlled by that set of goals. The other set of goals is written down by corporate America. Those of you who watch TV, every day you're bombarded with advertisements for goals. The goal is an advertisement for a new car. The goal they want to set for you is a bigger house, nicer clothes, jewelry, watches. And it's not just in the advertisements. It's in the programs themselves. It's called product placement or brand placement. They're putting in your TV shows, say, a bottle of Grey Goose, and you see it. You see your favorite actor or actress sipping Grey Goose. You got to go buy Grey Goose, which costs twice as much as the good stuff. By the way, that's my opinion. Grey Goose is the worst vodka out there, and I'm a vodka freak, but it doesn't matter. They sell it so effectively that people are blinded to the fact that it has flavor. Vodka's goal is to have zero flavor. That is the whole mission of vodka. That Grey Goose has a bit of a flavor that's not supposed to be there. And they sold it, and people are buying it and paying twice what they would pay for good vodka. Think about that. In a New York blind taste test, upstate New York, of vodkas, Grey Goose came in last, Smirnoff came in first, because nobody knew who built or made it. They went strictly off of taste and the goal of flavorless. Smirnoff won, Grey Goose last. Yet Grey Goose costs 2 to 3 times as much because people, they have no idea why they buy Grey Goose. They think it's because it tastes better. First off, it's not supposed to have a taste. It's idiotic how the commercials manipulate people. And we're so dumb because we don't have our goals written down. We just do whatever they say. And that happens every day, all day long on TV. You see a specific dress your favorite actress has on, and you have to go buy that style. And what a miracle that that style just happens to already be in the stores. That's no coincidence. They are manipulating you and selling you stuff in subtle ways that you don't even know you're being sold. Do you think you're making the decision to go buy that particular dress? You're not. You were manipulated into it. Same thing with cars. Same thing with houses. They don't do reality TV shows of people driving Camrys and minivans and living in a 2,500 square foot, $300,000 home. They're driving BMWs, Porsches, and they're living in mansions. Too much television watching got me chasing dreams. I believe that was Coolio. They've got a specific set of goals written down for you. If you don't have your goals written down, then by default, you're going with the government's goals or corporate America's goals. So writing down your goals really is step one to success. Get your goals written down. I had a guy come in, pay me a large chunk of money to consult him. I went through his priorities. We went through his goals. I go, you have these written down somewhere, don't you? He goes, no. I said, man, please, this is step one. You got to go home. I handed him the goal setting workshop. Go home, watch the goal setting workshop, get your goals written down. Well, he got a flat tire on the way home. I didn't hear from him for 3 months. 3 months. Because he got distracted. You know, and I don't know the whole path, but I'm sure he got a flat tire. That was a pain in the butt. His wife yelled at him for not being home for dinner. His kids needed help with their homework. He wasn't there for that, so he got yelled at for that. The next day, his boss yelled at him because he had to take half the day off to get a tire replaced. You see how it just, circumstances, events can distract you from your goals? Not if they're written down. When he finally reached out to me at the end of 3 months or so, I said, did you ever get your goals written down? Oh, yeah. Forgot all about it. No, I'll do that today. 3 months of his life gone. 3 months closer to death. 3 months less earning ability. Gone. See, when you have a set of written goals and you review them on a daily basis for 30, 45 days, then you start reviewing them at least weekly thereafter, it gives you clarity and it allows you to make your decisions based off of those goals. The way that Zig Ziglar put it is he taught his kids, anytime you're about to make a decision, you ask yourself, does this decision take me closer to or further away from my main goals? Like, I use this example and it irritates people. I think guys' time together is the dumbest thing in the world. To me, that's idiotic. Okay, that's to me. Why would I want to go hang out with a bunch of guys? I'm not gay. Nothing wrong with being gay, but I'm not. I don't want to hang out with guys. They're stinky, they're hairy, they're gross. I must have been asked to do guys' weekends 20, 30 times. And I went, does this bring me closer to my wife? No. Does it bring me closer to my kids? No. Does it get me in shape? No. Does it make me any money? Nope. No, thank you. Because I knew what my goals were. Being able to say no is one of the most powerful things that you can have in your life. Let's say that one of your goals, you've got a child who's a problem. He's a challenge. He needs more attention than, say, your other kid. And he's got a soccer game coming up Saturday morning. You know you need to be there because on your goals, you've written down, spend more time with Mikey. And you've committed to going Saturday morning to his game. It's Friday afternoon, 4 o'clock. The boss walks in and says, I need you to work Saturday. See, some of you are so weak and so fearful and you don't have your goals in line that you would agree to work Saturday. But not this guy. He's got his goal written down. He looks at his boss and says, "I'm sorry. I'm having trouble with my son, and I promised him that I would be at his soccer game tomorrow morning. It is of paramount importance that I be there." The power of no. Being able to say no to things that don't take you towards your goal. But most of you can't say no. Ask yourself, are you a yes person? The majority of people are. Because you don't really know what you want out of life. You don't have your priorities written down. Now, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to hit the four big ones. There's eight of them, but I want to hit just four of them today. Okay, we'll talk about this. I thought I could get it in real quick, but this is the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis. Thanks for listening. Hi, this is Steve Davis of the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Most people think they need hundreds of thousands of dollars to successfully invest in real estate. That's simply not true. If you have $100,000 or more, you can begin passive investing today. No worrying with contractors or tenants, and you get all the benefits of real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click the free sample class button. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about goals, having a written plan for your life, making sure that you understand that if you haven't written a plan for your life, there is a plan written for you. It's just written by the government and corporate America, and they're manipulating you and controlling you because you're not taking control of your own life. So let's talk about priorities, and let me ask you, I know all of you are going to hate me after I do this, because it's kind of a trick question, but please answer it as if I didn't tell you it was a trick question, because you need to really think deeply about this. What are your priorities in life? When I ask that of people, I get the same top four answers. Family, career, fitness, health, and generally romance, the spouse. I know what you say, well, the hidden family and the spouse. Listen, if you're so boring that you think family, the way you treat your family and the way you treat your spouse is the same, you're probably on marriage number three or four, or you're in a boring, passionless marriage now. No, they are two different things, completely different things. So most everybody throws those up there. They say, my family's a priority. My fitness is a priority. My career, my wealth, that's a priority. My marriage is a priority. Okay. Then I ask, how many hours a day do you spend educating yourself on that, growing that, and improving that? And people fumble when I ask that question. I go, okay, great. Let's look at your actions, and I'll help you answer that question. Did you watch TV yesterday? Yeah, I did. What'd you watch? And they know where I'm going. Most of them lie to me at that point. Well, I only watched, you know, one episode of so-and-so. But I know that's not true. you know, somebody can, you don't have to trust me on this. Go Google it. Average number of hours that an American watches TV every day. It's somewhere between 3 and 6. 3 and 6. Then I ask them, how many days this week did you make it to the gym? Well, I haven't worked out in years. Okay. You just told me that fitness and health is a priority, right? But you haven't been to the gym in years? You just told me family and romance was a priority, but you spent 3 hours watching TV yesterday? See, what people say and what people do are often two different things. And it is literally destroying your life. I have to be careful when I say this because I love movies. I even love a lot of different TV programs. But I can tell you that since I opened Total Wealth Academy, I bet you money I've watched 5 movies over the 2.5 years. I've probably watched 20 hours of TV over the 2 years. Because my goal is to make Total Wealth Academy as effective as possible. So that requires me to read constantly, listen to audio of books, spend time on Forbes website, meet with thought leaders. The reason I said I have to be careful about what I'm about to say is it's because TV destroys your life. It destroys your life. If you're watching TV 3 or 4 hours a day, and some of you 6, let's throw social media in there as well, and now we're up to 10 hours a day, which sounds impossible, except that people are doing social media at work, so it's not impossible. You are wasting your biggest asset, your life. You're wasting it. You said fitness and health was a priority, yet you're not hitting the gym. You said your wealth was a priority, but you've taken no courses on building wealth. You're not a member of a wealth building club. You have no passive income. I thought you said it was a priority. Actions, what? Speak louder than words. I have a ton, my 5 best friends, my 5 best middle-class friends. I know those of you that have listened a long time, you know I have 2 different groups of friends, 5 multimillionaire, 2 of them are almost billionaires, and then my original friends from way back before I had any financial success. I still have those friends. One guy, instead of advertising his company, sits at a bar gambling at these little goofy machines. Now, he doesn't have $500 to advertise his company, but he loses that much every week. Gambling? Actions speak louder than words. Every one of you needs to look at your life, family, career and wealth, fitness, health, and romance. Are they really a priority? Look at your actions. Do you have no passive income, yet you went to 5 or 6 football games last year? Do you have no passive income, but you play golf or go hunting once a month? For 2 or 3 days? What are you thinking? I'll tell you exactly. You're scared to try. You're scared to try. So you use these drug-releasing, dopamine-releasing events like television, like hunting, like golf, like sporting events, and you're addicted to dopamine, and you'd rather have the dopamine because it takes your mind off the fact that you have no freaking passive income. You've blown it up to this point. You know it. But boy, it's sure easier to go hunting, isn't it? Sure easier to go to that football game, isn't it? Sure easier to watch TV for 2 hours, isn't it? All I'm suggesting is that you write down what you truly want out of your life. Write it down. Oh, you know what? I just realized my goal setting workshop is free to non-members. I forgot all about that. I gave it away, but we never turned it off. I tell you what, we never turned off the freebie. It was supposed to only be free for a week or two. Please do this. Send me an email. I will send you the goal setting workshop workbook that you can actually write your goals down in, and send you a link to that workshop. In 1 hour, your life will completely change. I guarantee it. There's no question it will change your life. And I'll give it to you for free. Just email me, steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Let me pull up a logo here that has the 8 parts of the balanced life on it. It's under graphics. And what we go over is the 8 parts of a balanced life and write down goals for each part. See, the way that I've broken down life is you have family, romance, fitness, fun and recreation, personal growth, spirituality, career, and wealth. Those are the 8 parts that we cover. And what I do in that workshop is we analyze what fitness means, what fun and recreation means, what personal growth is, what spirituality is, and then you get a few minutes to write down your goals in each arena. For many of you, this will be the first time you've written them down. Those of you with experience writing goals down, I promise you, you will enjoy this class. Now, warning, the romance section is a no-holds-barred, direct discussion of sex and marriage. So make sure you're aware of that. So if you want that goal setting class, it's free. I'll send you the workbook and the link to the class. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Thanks for listening. If you have a financial planner, ask them these 2 questions. 1, will I lose money in a down market? 2, do I still pay you if I lose money? If the answer to either question is yes, fire them and come see us. Our clients make money in both the up and down markets and create a lifetime income stream with passive real estate investing. To find out more, please attend our free sample class live or online. Visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and click the free sample class button. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about really goal setting and prioritizing, which are just about the same thing. Because what goal setting does, By writing down your goals, you prioritize what's truly important to you. If you have not read The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, that needs to be one of your goals. This was named the most influential book of the 20th century. Most influential book of the 20th century. And I think it's habit number 2 is begin with the end in mind. Let me make sure I got that right. Begin with the end in mind. Now, this sounds kind of dark when I say it, but don't think of it negatively. But what Covey says is you want to do an exercise. It's 5 years from now, and there's a funeral. When you get to the funeral, you realize it's your funeral. There are 4 speakers there. Your spouse, a business partner or coworker, a church member or social organization member, and a friend. Spouse, coworker, boss, or partner, business partner, somebody in business, somebody in your charity work, and a good friend. Ask yourself this question. Seriously, do this. What do you want them to say about you? There's your goal. There's your end in mind. Do you want your spouse to say, "We hadn't made love in 5 years. He treated me wrong. I never felt loved." Is that your goal? How about your boss or coworker or business partner? "He was lazy as all get out. Didn't want to work. Dumb. Never educated himself to get better at what he did." How about from your church? What do you want them to say? I'm kind of hitting on some things that you don't want them to say. But what do you want them to say about you? That's your end in mind. That's your purpose in life. Now, I know I've done this on the air, and it's kind of hard to do it. But if you'll go home somewhere peaceful and think, what do you want those 4 people to say about you? It changed the way that I thought about my entire life when I did that exercise. But it also made me realize that some of the things I wanted people to say, I knew they couldn't say. Because I wasn't, at the time, the parent I wanted to be. I wasn't the husband that my wife needed. I wasn't the business partner that was needed. And at the time, I wasn't involved in charity at all. So I knew that there wouldn't be a person there to talk about what I gave back to the community. So it can wake you up and really empower you to get deep into thinking about what you want to have your life mean. And when you do, that clarity of knowing exactly what you want energized me. I mean, it was like I had done a drug or something. And I felt all this energy to, this seems simple. I started bringing a card and flowers to my wife every time I thought she was in pain. I remember one time her saying, "I'm not beautiful," or something like that, which blew my mind because she is. Man, on the way back from the gym that day, flowers, a little chocolate, and a little card that said, "You are beautiful." If you You can't even imagine the results that that got me. But if I hadn't have been, if it hadn't been written down, I don't know if I would have done it. I might have just let it go. So this stuff changes your life. Again, if you want this goal setting workshop, please, I'm telling you, it's less than an hour long. It hits all eight parts of a balanced life. It's, you know, it's funny. I think it's funny. I get a lot of laughs when I give it, so I assume it's funny. It's entertaining, and it will change your life. Email me, and I'll send you a link. It's steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. I'll send you, you know, it'll probably be tomorrow morning. Give me till tomorrow morning or later this afternoon to get that link from my IT guy. And I want to make sure, it may take him a little while. If he did take it down, he's got to re-upload it. So just give me a few hours tomorrow morning at the latest. So if you would like that, please email me, just in the subject line, put goal setting, and I'll know what you're talking about. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. steve@totalwealthacademy.com. Let's see. Here's a couple of email questions. Ooh, that is a long one. Who's this from? Dave. Dave M. I will read this after the show and get back with you in a couple hours, because I've got an appointment right after the show. That's about 2 hours, and then I'll get back into my email. No problem with sending me long emails, by the way. I do not mind. Just it's very difficult to answer them on the air. Let's see. Anyone investing in Oklahoma? Interesting question, Charles. You bet people are investing in Oklahoma, and in a big way. Really, across the United States, Charles, there are opportunities in every state, with only a few exceptions. And even those exceptions, it's a rule. Let me give you an example. As a rule, California is difficult to get positive cash flow because of the taxes, because of the rent controls, and all the stupidity of the liberals who run that place. But there's exceptions. I've got several students who are living in California, and they're doing pretty good. But it's not near the big cities. It's these little outliers, these little outlying villages is what one guy calls them. Small towns, great opportunity. Whereas you look at Texas, Oklahoma, Phoenix, Florida, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia, man, opportunities in every city, every city. So Oklahoma is strong, but again, make sure you're educated. Analyze every deal separately. Don't assume that, oh, it's in Oklahoma, it's a good deal. They have tremendously good deals, but you got to run your numbers. So nothing wrong, Charles, and thanks for listening. Okay, next one. Ooh, I got to tell you, I'm not a fan. Okay, is there a name? Craig. No, Kenneth, sorry. Kenneth, sorry about that. I don't like house hacking unless you're a single guy or gal. If you don't know what house hacking is, it's where you buy a house and lease out two of the bedrooms and you have no mortgage payment. Not a bad idea. But if you're married, Ken, no. That will crush your romantic life. It will crush your marriage. And I know some people are going, oh, it didn't bother mine. Then you must have a pretty boring marriage. If having a stranger live in your house doesn't disrupt your romance, that's probably because you don't have any romance. So single people, yeah, do a house hack if you want. If you're married, though, and have kids, no house hacking. Now, with all that said, Kenneth, I still don't think you should house hack even as a single guy, if you're a single guy. Just buy the doggone house and lease it out like a normal human being. The reason, Kenneth, most people house hack is because they want to get that low down payment by claiming they live there. If that's what you're doing, and you're only going to do that once a year, that's going to be the slowest way to build wealth next to paying cash for your property, which is dumb as a rock. I wouldn't do it, Kenneth. Now, if you're going to do it anyway, nothing wrong with it, but I can't even say that with a straight face. I don't like house hacking, period, Kenneth. You need to educate yourself to where you can get those low down payments without having to do what you're doing. We can teach you. All right. Thanks, everybody. Have a great rest of your day.
Listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. We'll be right back.